A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalid, Rosh Hashanah 4a, pagination page 7. We're going to start from the facing page, however. So we are on Gimel Amud Beis 3b, pagination 6, where we are going to ask a question on a premise which we discussed yesterday. The premise which we discussed yesterday can be found on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, 5 lines up, where Rav Chisda told us, Lo Shanu, we only learnt this principle that we change the year of the king, that the way we count is that he gets a new year once Rosh Chodesh Nisan starts. So that if he became king at the end of Adar, once Nisan begins, we already start calling him that he's 2 years into his monarchy, even though he's only been king for a few days. We don't call it he's in his first year, we're already calling it his second year. But by non-Jewish kings, we do that style of transfer from year to year, we do it Tishrei time, Rosh Hashanah time. We don't do it in Nisan. So that's the klal, that's the rule that we got on Gimel Amud Aleph from Rav Chisda. That if it's a Jewish king, so we're going to change what year he's in, Nisan time. If it's a non-Jewish king, we're going to change it, Tishrei time. Asks the Gemara, based on Psukim in the book of Haggai, I can show you a non-Jewish king, and the indications seem to be that they are changing his year of monarchy in Nisan and not in Tishrei, as you just told me, is appropriate for a non-Jewish king. Let's take a look at the Gemara over here. And this Gemara is referring to the person known as Koresh Daryavesh, the son of Esther and Ahasuerus. 6 lines into the wide, at the end of the line, Masiv, and then we go on to the next line, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks the following question. B'yom Esrim v'arba l'chodesh, it was the 24th day of the month, so it's the middle of a month, Bashishi, the 6th month, which is Elul, because everybody agrees that months count from Nisan. When you say the 6th month, you mean counting from Nisan. Bishnashtayim l'Daryavesh, and it was the 2nd year of Daryavesh's kingdom. Uksiv, and then it says in the next perek, presumably dealing with the same year, because there's no commentary as to which year it was, so it must be it's the same year of his kingdom, and it's describing something that happens, Bashavi'i, in the middle of the 7th month, so they clearly went through a Tishrei. And there's no mention that the year changed for him. It's still the 2nd year of his kingdom. So, he's a non-Jewish king. In other words, he's a king of a non-Jewish kingdom. And according to the terms we just learned, he's supposed to change his year of monarchy in Tishrei.
And it should have said that. If it did.
It should be telling you that the following happened in the 3rd year of the monarchy.
The 7th month, which is the 3rd year?
The first statement is that something happened in Elul of the 2nd year. And the next statement is, it was the 7th month, it was Tishrei, and there's no mention that it's a new year of his kingdom. And the pattern always is to tell you which year of the kingdom you're in. Unless it didn't change. Mm-hmm. Well, fine. If it didn't change, we're still in the 2nd year. But it was supposed to change. He's a non-Jewish king. Isn't he supposed to change the tally come
Tishrei.
The first of Tishrei? Amar Rabbi Avohu, the middle of the next line, Rabbi Avohu answered, Koresh Melech Kosher Hoya. Koresh was a kosher king. He was a righteous king. Lefikach manu lo kemalcha Yisrael, and therefore we count for him the way of Jewish kings. Because he's a kosher one. Okay. Coupled, like in the back of your mind, is the fact that if we approach it that he was Esther's child, then he was Jewish. But again, he's a king of
what
a...
What are we talking about? Daryavesh, Koresh? What?
Same person. Because he's a kosher, he had a nickname. They called him Koresh. Same person.
I'll wait for the other questions.
There are names that repeat themselves in Navi, uh-huh. But we're talking about the same person right now. Maskif lo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asked, I have a question. Koshi kuroya hadodi. Dichsiv, in a different pasuk, also describing the same person, it says that they went in the Yerech Ador, the middle of the line. They went in the month of Ador, which was Shnas Shis, Lamalchus Daryavesh Malka, the sixth year of this king. Vetanya, and we learned, Be'os Hazman L'shana Haba'a, at the same time, approximately a year and a half later, in the following year, Olo Ezra Mibava V'galuso Imo, they went to Eretz Yisrael, they came to Yerushalayim B'chodesh HaChamishi in the month of Av, Hishinas HaShavius L'melech, and it was the seventh year of the king. V'im Isa, and if you tell me that we're calculating for this king from Nisan, because he's a kosher king, Shinas Shminas Miboile, they should be in the eighth year of his kingdom, because they left in the month of Adar, in the sixth year of his kingdom. They went through a Nisan, and a year later, in the month of Av, so it's like a year and a half later, and they're only in the seventh year of his kingdom. You only went from six to seven. You went through a Nisan. You should be at eight already. It seems that they were not counting for this king based on Nisan. It seems that they were counting based on Tishrei, and that's why they only did 1 year change in the whole 18 months. Answers the Gemara, one line up from the bottom. Omer Rab Yitzchak lo kasha, kan kodem shehichmetz, kan la'acha shehichmetz. This king that we're talking about, Koresh, Daryavesh, he became vinegar. You know how wine, if it spoils, becomes vinegar? Here's a human being who was good, and he went bad. And the Gemara on our Daf Dalet, spends time trying to figure out what was being referred to when it said, Hichmitz, he soured, something went wrong. The piece that I'd like to share is counting up from the wide, about 12 lines, at the end of a line, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, itemer Rav Yitzchak, Omar minolon de ichmitz. What are we talking about when we say he's soured? It's like this, mehacha. Vayomer li ha-melech v'ha-shegol yoshev esetzlo, the king spoke to me, and the shegol was sitting next to him. Now, what's a shegol? Now, we do have in the Tochacha, in Parshas Kisavo, that there's a word Yishkevena and Yishkelena, and we know that those two words have something to do with each other. Shegel is the object of a shchiva, of sleeping together intimately. So some people want a consort, a wife of some sort. Ask the Gemara, my shegel, what are you talking about? That the king was there and the shegel was next to him? Does that mean he had a queen? Amar Rabba Bar Leima Mishmei Durav. We have a tradition, Kalbasa. He had a dog next to him.
Koresh.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about, Hichmetz. He went bad. How bad? That's how bad. Mm-hmm. Instead of a queen next to him, it was a dog. And Rashi says, that's a violation. That's a rayis. V'hayu lebasar echad. A man and a woman joined together, and an animal is a violation of arayis. Good. Elamayata, well, if that's true, so what does the pasuk mean? We'll move along quickly, but it says, you, v'rav revaneich, and your nobles, sheglaseich, and your shegel, were all drinking wine. V'shegel kalbasai, kalbasai bas mishtaya, kamrahi, what, she's drinking wine? Hello, Kasha, don't let that bother you, the malaf levishasya. They put out wine
in a bowl,
and then they drank. That's all part of their sickness. They're treating like as best as they can, like a person. Elamayata, mm-hmm. But we have a pasuk that seems to use the word shegel in a legitimate way. Dichsiv benos malachim bikrasecha nitzva shegel amincha v'chesam ofir ishegel karbosahi. Why is this a praise to the Jewish people that there'll be some relationship with Torah like a shegel? Hachikomar, second wide line. B'schar shechaviva Torah l'Yisrael k'shegel lo'ovei k'chovim. If Torah will be to Klal Yisrael the way a shegel is to the non-Jews that are misbehaving, zachisim l'kesem ofir, then there will be greatness. Rav Shamsham Afal Hirsch writes that shegel and segel, a treasure, are related linguistically, and a shegel is the type of thing that's a treasure exclusively for you. You're possessive about it. The expression of American expression is, there are two things I don't lend out: my wife and my car. That would be shegel. This is too much mine. And a segel is also is a treasure, but a shegel is a step. It's the step where Klal Yisrael appreciates that it's up to us. Torah belongs to us. It's up to us. Not anybody else can go ahead and finish Shas. It's up to me to finish Shas. So when a person realizes that, that personal relationship, Zachisem, that's a high level of merit. So that approach was that Shegel really means something very negative. And why is it used in a positive sense? It means if you'll be as motivated as they are to do bad, a little bit like we say by Yisiyum, Anu Ratzim Veheim Ratzim, they're running and we're running. They have a toy store, Toys R Us, Home Depot, other things. They have two toy stores. We also have toy stores. You come to Beis Medrash, you look at the library. There's a toy store, you know. You go to a Sfarim store. What can I buy? So if you'll be motivated, Lahavdil, Elef Havdolos, but the way other people are motivated, you'll achieve greatness. If you want, it's really the opposite. La'olam shegel malchus. A really shegel means a queen. It's a legitimate use. V'rabba bar lema gemora gomir lo. But Rabba bar lema had a tradition that there was an abuse going on over here with this kodesh dar yavesh. And why is it called a shegel? Really, it means a queen. It's a very legitimate thing. And if Torah will be to you like a queen, you'll achieve greatness. That's the real translation of shegel. But Hoshiva b'makom shegel, he was treating this animal in the way of a shegel, so they called the animal a shegel, but it's a borrowed term. The original term is a legitimate term. It's referring to a queen. If you were translating the pasuk in Tehillim, you would use the word queen. You wouldn't use it the way they're using it. Who borrowed from who is the difference between the first pshat and the second. Yeshe koach, all the best.